fitting that this song brings us back in as Ithaca College football finally makes its triumphant return to the South Hill on Saturday against Bridgewater State University. It's 1 o'clock kickoff from Butterfield Stadium as the Bombers are back at it for the first time since 2019. Welcome back into BTL. Nick Karski, Dan Doherty with you here. Couple of IC guys here inside the ESPN Ithaca studio. Dan Swanstrom, head coach of the Bombers, is going to join us in just a second. But finally, man, I'm so excited for this team, for these players, for these coaches, anybody and everybody involved with the program over there on the South Hill.
It feels good. Yeah, it's nice to have the team back, especially, you know, last year was likely going to be a good season for this team again.
Yeah.
And to miss out on that stinks. So hopefully they haven't missed much of a step since the last time they got on the field. So we'll hopefully see that good stuff on Saturday.
I can't wait for it. Dan Swanstrom, head coach of the Bombers, joins us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. Dan, as always, we really appreciate the time. How was training camp and having things back on track after missing out on last season?
I mean, for me, it was just a dream. It was just so great to be together, and I think the energy carried over, and we really didn't take anything for granted, and we practiced really hard and enjoyed being around each other and competing and playing and really – just trying to get a little bit better every single day, and the best thing I can say is we just really had a great time just being back together.
And what did you do over this past year to make sure your players were still progressing when you couldn't see them in person?
Well, we were together in the spring, and we practiced and competed in the spring, so that was really, really beneficial for the growth of the program. We got a ton of work done during that time, and I think our young players understood what it was going to take to be a competitive college player when we set them off to the summer. And in turn, that gave us a great situation coming into the fall camp.
You know, for these players, I'm sure they learned a lot of things, but I'm kind of curious from your perspective, what some of the biggest lessons maybe you learned, having to deal with all of this in everything that kind of comes with that. Like, what's the biggest lessons you've taken away from, you know, all of this time off in trying to prepare for a season?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just, really don't want to take anything for granted.
Yeah.
And the opportunity to, be together. It's just been, just awesome. You know, just been so good being back together. And for me too, it just, really focusing on what you can control and, try to block out what you can't and focus on the things that that you have direct, immediate impact on. And I think those were lessons that hopefully I passed on to the team. Hopefully passed on information of, how are you going to spend your time? Are we going to invest it or are we going to waste it? And, those were things that we thought were really important over the quarantine and, being separated and, obviously easier said than done. But those are just a few things.
And you mentioned seeing the team earlier this year in the spring, but so far in this training camp, has there been any surprises or, guys that have made that unexpected jump so far early on in training camp?
No, I think we've recruited well here, so we have high expectations of our players. So we know we've had a we know we have a bunch of guys who had very successful high school careers who we think are young men of character or great students. And, our expectations are through the roof. So to meet those standards and expectations, it's got to be really, really, really unique. And I just don't know if I have a clear-cut answer for you.
We're here with Dan Swanstrom, head coach of the Ithaca College football team, as they get set for the season opener on Saturday against Bridgewater State University. 1 o'clock kickoff from Butterfield Stadium. I can't believe football season's already here. What has that adjustment been like for you? I mean, because you had a group of first-year players that you essentially haven't been able to really see in game action because of the pandemic. You've got a couple of, or well, you've got a boatload of underclassmen who essentially missed out on a year. So what's been the juggling with all of that, and how has that been for you as a head coach and for your assistants as well, trying to get a gauge for the talent of some of these young underclassmen who really haven't stepped on the football field yet because of the pandemic?
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the, right, and it was, what do they call it, the $64,000 question? I mean, like, we're going out there every day, you know, we're practicing against each other. We did have a scrimmage and, we're competing, but, until you do it with the lights turned on, you just have no idea how people will react in a competitive environment. You know, we try to make the practices as competitive as we can. I think we have a talented team. So if you're performing well, against good competition at our practices, you know, we're hopeful that it will translate, but, you know, you know, for me to predict the future on how we're going to react to game-like situations is something I certainly don't have an answer to. You know, hopefully we prepare the guys to the best of my ability, and they're preparing to the best of their ability, and they'll perform up to the standards and expectations that we've set for them.
And after missing out on a season, you know, senior leadership is really important to bounce back. So with the returning players that you have, guys like Ed Longest and Andrew Vito, what does that mean to have guys that have played for this team since you had that missing season?
Yeah, I mean, well, Ed, he's a tremendous player and a tremendous leader, and so is Andrew Vito, and we have a myriad of other players who fit into you know, into great leadership roles, with Antonio Valle coming back on the defensive end for his fifth year. Him and Andrew are the only two fifth-year seniors that came back for this year. But that whole other group, you know, who are technically seniors with 1 year of eligibility, have been in the program for a few years now and understand what we're trying to do and how we're trying to build the program and how we're trying to create a culture. And so there's a lot of guys who maybe not the normal or the guys who've gotten a bunch of accolades, but there's a lot of guys who've shown a tremendous leadership within this program.
Dan Swanstrom with us here on BTL, head coach of the Ithaca College football team, as the Bombers get set for Saturday's season opener against Bridgewater State University. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff on the campus of the South Hill. You know, we haven't seen a depth chart. That's not out yet. But, you know, just looking at the quarterbacks that are on this roster, A.J. Wingfield and Connor Hayes, they're both junior quarterbacks. They obviously haven't seen that much playing time in the past. You've got Nathan Clayton, who's a sophomore from Phoenix. I mean, have you determined who QB1 is going to be for the first game of the season?
Yeah, so A.J. Wingfield's been playing in the scrimmages as the first quarterback, and Connor Hayes has been taking the second reps. Max Perry was a guy you missed there who is currently coming back from a mild injury, so he should be back soon.
Okay.
But the three of them have actually done a really, really good job, and, you know, it's been very, very difficult to just kind of work through and navigate the work that the three of them have put together, including Nate Clayton, too, who's really starting to come around and show some of the things that we really like about him, a strong, powerful arm. So, you know, it's kind of hard when you're trying to navigate four quarterbacks and trying to figure out who's going to win the job and, you know, who's doing this, especially when a bunch of guys are doing things that you like on the field, and they all kind of play the position a little different. You know, and how do you call a practice or a game that fits them and puts them in a great position to succeed? But, you know, I would expect, you know, we still got 3 days of practices and Friday walkthroughs. So everything's always under evaluation. But taking the first reps today at practice will be AJ.
And what's AJ's style under center? What can we expect when we see him on the field?
Well, AJ is a very decorated high school recruit. You guys can kind of look up what he's done. Was state champion in North Jersey. He was New Jersey State Player of the Year. You know, he's a he's a talented player. He's got a good, quick, powerful release, and he's a good athlete. And he plays, he's shown in our practices that his ability to process and mental quickness to, read defenses and do what we ask him to do has been really, really good. But he hasn't been hit in a long time, so it'll be interesting to see what that style looks like on Saturday when it's actually live bullets flying at him, because he hasn't been live for any scrimmages, neither is, except for a snap here or two, same with him and Connor.
You mentioned the scrimmage that you guys had a couple of days ago against Misericordia. I'm wondering what the most positive takeaway you had from that scrimmage was for you and the guys, whether it was on offense, defense, special teams. I mean, what was the thing you were happiest with heading into the regular season here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm a pessimist, but I kind of felt, on the other side of the spectrum, all the things we need to work on and all the things that we need to do as a program to get better and play the championship level football that we want to play. I think the biggest thing, just a positive, is just we really ran to the football on defense. I think we really committed to pursuing the football. We ran hard and did that very well. As a defensive group, just good effort all over the field. And then I think that would probably be the biggest takeaway for me, because sometimes that's something you got to continually teach and work on and instill in a group. But I had a lot more things that we need to work on. I'll be honest with you, my list of notes and up on my grease board right now.
I'd leave it. Before we let you run, Dan, just looking ahead to Saturday's game against Bridgewater State University. I'm sure there's limited knowledge on them just based on the fact that there was no season last year for them or for you guys. But, you look at their past success, they have had a good football program over there. 2019, they averaged right around 31 points per game and nearly 400 yards of offense. So what's it going to take to get the season opening victory for you and the guys and start 1-0?
Yeah, first games are always a kind of a crapshoot, right? And the first games after 2 years off is something I don't have much experience in. Yeah. So for all I know, they could come out and be triple option and running bare defense, cover one. I mean, who knows what we're going to get. And I think the one thing that stands out, they got some nice athletes running around on the perimeter at corner and some nice long wide receivers that can challenge you vertically. And they're tough and physical up front. The offensive line comes off the ball. The defensive line, that we've seen, we've had some crossover film with them over the past couple years with some like opponents. The defensive line comes off the ball. And I think that's the biggest thing is can we do a great job blocking their defensive linemen? Can we do a great job of not getting knocked back defensively and not give up big plays to their tall receivers? And probably going to have to beat some version of man coverage out on the perimeter for us to have success.
I can't wait to see how it unfolds. Dan, it's been way too long since we've chatted with you and we've seen the guys out there on the field. Can't wait for Saturday. So excited for Bombers football to return, and I can only imagine how excited you guys are right now. So, hey, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Be safe, be well out there, and we will be chatting with you very soon, okay?
Awesome. Thanks for your time.